it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I gave you a bum steer before. We've done Sam Edmunds later, so it's over to you, Andrew.
That's right. Gazy. Well, this is an interesting one, and it comes down to I'm unsure about it, and I need your help and feedback.
But ask the question.
To me, resting Harley Reid matters, and when you look at the way in which the game unfolded, and you look at the context of the Eagles, they won what? Seven of their last two and a half seasons, they've won seven games. And you're in a situation where you're coming off two wins. And I thought, and it proved to be, a winnable game. They were into that game up to their eyeballs. And you think of what could have happened if he had been there. Now, only hindsight will tell. And I'm sure that if things turn around and they look at it and they go, well, we've managed him well, we were able to get the rest, he's a young kid, all those things are important. But right now, to me, as a club that has struggled to find wins...
Hold up. Are you saying they made the wrong call?
I think he's suggesting that.
Yeah, I am.
I'm just wanting on the record.
You're not suggesting that could have been a different result if Harley Reid played.
I am.
They didn't lose by a point.
No, I know, but the game was a contest. And in a player in that circumstance, you only need a play here, a play there to go to change the nature of that game, and it can have a different outcome.
But he suggested he was struggling physically after last week.
Well, they knew he was.
He was
the
flagging.
Numbers said that they were, and they liked the symmetry.
Well, internally, that probably is the case. And like I said, in hindsight, it may be proved to be a stroke of genius. But the timing of it all after...
Well, you got to put that to one... But you have to put that to one side, don't you? Because the priority is, if the kid needs a rest, you don't want him doing a hammy over on the Gold Coast, and you got the rest of the season to worry about. You have to park whether they're playing
medical...
the Harlem Globetrotters or they're playing Serena Football
Club.
Yeah, so
if they were playing Collingwood at the MCG on the weekend, would you have the same point? Or Carlton?
No, I'm saying now this might be poor
game,
judgment.
You think they should have played.
Yeah, this might be poor judgment. I'm not saying he doesn't need a rest at all. And maybe with the sports science, they do their deep dive. And maybe this was 100% the absolute call. But for me, and that's why I sort of cautioned my approach. But for me, from the outside, just the timing of it, you're starting to get a bit of momentum. You've got two wins. Here's what I thought was... a tough one, but a winnable game. But if he had those issues that you're talking about, well, then it's understandable. Well, but the context...
I think it was the right decision.
I'd be resting Elliot Yeo next, to be honest. I mean, here's a guy who's had a whole heap of injury troubles. He's flying now, but clubs are increasingly proactive. Get in early before he does an eight-week hammy or he does a groin again or whatever it might be. You got to get ahead of the curve, don't you, and give these guys a rest.
You do. If you can see it coming too.
Well, that's right. And that's what that's why I cautioned what I said. Because you don't – but if it's just, well, at the start of the year, we just – regardless of how the kid's going, because by all reports, the kid wanted to play. And if they've just said, well –
the kid will always want to play, though.
After six games, we've predetermined this would be a rest. I think you look at how you're going and – the circumstances they've been in, just thought it was an opportunity.
Monday Matters for core staff, specialists in labour hire and permanent recruitment. I'll continue along this theme then. Paddy Dangerfield can't do another hamstring this year. He is still a vital player for this footy team. He is a point of difference. He was as good as any player on the ground in the first half on Saturday night in a high-quality precursor for what finals footy is going to look like. So they need to have Dangerfield out there and firing and confident that he can go at flat knacker the way he does when he's playing his best footy. So to that end, whatever it takes, and there's no guarantees. I mean, we understand he's so finely tuned and some of these blokes are and he's got a history. So we understand all of that. There's probably no guarantees. But whatever you can do, and they'll do this because they're the best in the business, Geelong, whatever you can do to give yourself the very best shot at making sure that when we get to September, you've got Paddy Dangerfield in the team with enough footy under his belt to be playing the way he was the other day against Carlton, that is paramount.
Well, they did it well 2 years ago, didn't they?
They did.
They got him.
And gave him a long spell last year as well to get him to the business end of the season, which unfortunately for them there wasn't one. But it's interesting timing because there's 6 weeks for them until their bye. So I wonder if they'll be tempted to, and it depends on the scan results, not only they'd be privy to that at the moment, but if it is a pretty significant tear, then maybe they'll give him right up until the bye, and he won't return until, you give him the six.
You know what, I would just, even if it's a moderate, even if it's a 3-4er, and this might sit uncomfortably with Dangerfield because he wants to probably play every week that he can, but I'd be doing that. I'd be saying, no, go down to Moggs Creek, come to training for the next 3 weeks when you feel the need to. You just rehab it. Go swimming in the ocean, walking in the Otways, playing with your kids. Do the whatever.
Go fishing.
Whatever you need to do, mate. Mm. But we need you to be.
Yeah, because he was cooked. The losing grand final against Richmond, they learned a lot out of that year.
Yeah,
he was on fumes at the end. Yeah. He was humming at the end of 2022, and a fit Danger come September. That's what you.
His power and speed that he still has at his age. Mm. Is quite phenomenal, really. So,
that's a good call. I just want to value add to yours because I had a similar thing. I think managing your players does matter. And we look at Charlie Dixon. Ken Hinckley did say at the start of the year, put it in, writing, we're going to rest this guy at times. He rested him for a big game last week against Collingwood, which, you could think maybe on the run, do we maybe give him an extra week, come over, big game against Collingwood. They didn't play him. How good was he Friday night? 4 goals, looked fresh, played a big role in a low-scoring game. And I saw this yesterday, I think it was, that Mateus Philippou has not missed a game since his debut. Played every game
that
since
is,
round
in
one
the
last
modern
year.
Context, that is quite something.
Is that
something.
The best thing for the kid?
Well, he hasn't been hurt. He hasn't got injured.
At times, he's a second-year player. He's not going to have great games all the time, of course, but he's looked a bit tired. I just think with these young players, that is surprising. Just every now and then, it's the best thing for him to give him a rest. And that's why I think the Eagles did a really good thing with Ali Reck.
Just a quick extension while we're talking on superstar veterans like Charles Dixon. Having superstars who are healthy again matters. We talked about Yo earlier. Nat Five, wind back the clock like he did. 37 possessions, which is the most he's had in a game for, I think, 4 or 5 years. But 17 clearances as well. That was an unbelievable performance. If he can even go close to replicating that throughout the rest of the year for Fremantle, what does that give him in that engine room? So that was an amazing performance for mine. Probably somewhat underrated, I reckon. But for Nat Fife to have it 37 times and 17 clearances, outrageous.
Yeah, no doubt. We've got to get to the news. There is a bit of breaking news regarding the Hawks. Big Marby Orchal, and big is written by our panel operator, has been offered a one-match ban for striking Errol Gordon.
When was that?
Was that the one that got reversed? Yeah.
When Hardwick kicked
the
goal.
Well, it's off the ball. He's in trouble.
There you go. So
have a spell. Big fella.
Have a spell.
Have a good hard look yourself. Surely the full forward. Come back bigger and better next time.
Full forward's back next week, isn't he, Mitchell?
Knee soreness, wasn't it? Which is not a hamstring.
No. So that's a blow. Monday Matters, the core staff, specialist in labour hire and permanent recruitment. Get the latest in the newsroom.
Where's our next win coming from?
I don't know. Did you actually spend one of your pennies then?
Carry on.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is he next up?
No, I don't think I'll get through this.